142. So when Hashem is distancing himself, there's a point in time where Hashem, the world is spinning out of control, basically, and the Rishonim seem to be having everything they want. At some points, Hashem only keeps the world going mikoyach his own input into the world. It's not mikoyach the people, because the din of mishpat would have been so strong, like in the Mabul. There's no room for them to be miskayim to survive. The only zuchus to leave the world around is Hashem himself. It's not because of the people, which is really keneged the hanhag of mishpat. Because mishpat would be that it is what it is, right?
No, it is what it is. It has a relationship with the behavior of people on the earth.
Right. And that's what I'm saying. So,
Is that
but
what that means?
what?
That's what Mishpat means.
Right. So if our behavior is such that we should be destroyed, really the world should not stay around. But there's an overarching midah that Hashem keeps the world going to reach its tachlis, which is where the yichud comes in. As we said last week, that's symbolized by the keshes, by the right.
Last
All
night,
right,
huh?
right?
We did it last night.
And what's that? We said
We
last
should
night,
write
we
that.
shouldn't. Okay. So I just have to tell the other people we're starting. Oh, we're gonna have today. And, but Hashem doesn't expand the world more than what's needed. Because the world doesn't get better that way. What happens is, really, this is the antithesis of the purpose of the world. Because what's happening is you're strengthening without giving mishpat properly and without the prop. You know, it's like if a teacher doesn't discipline, they lose total control of the classroom eventually. So really, if the world got to the point that it's disintegrating in front of Hashem's eyes, to the point that he has to step in, really that stepping in is a little bit of against the point of the world, because it's just giving the Rishon more koach.
But it kind of corresponds to the same stop-gap measure that HaKadosh Baruch Hu does with Ra, with evil.
Right.
He has a stop-gap.
Well, that's the
It's just
thing. But
just.
he's, right, but here he's kind of letting them go. Let's see. He doesn't want to destroy the world completely. And through the how Hashem is keeping the world going. And even if the world should be destroyed, but it's not because Hashem has also I don't know what those words mean. It seems a little. At some point, like you said, at some point it's going to be when the stopgap is going to come in, and at some point the world is going to realize that mishpat has got to kick in. The symptom is Hashem covering himself over. The evil is getting stronger. And even people's natures are messed up. But it's just still staying, the world's sitting there, everyone's evil, and it, what's going on? Elof shelofi. This is happening because Hashem is far from the world, and he's being hidden at that time. The Rishonim at that point have total gaiva and total azus, like the evil animals of the forest that are the controllers of the forest. And no one's looking for God. And it's all just messed up. So why is it still around? HaKadosh Baruch Hu Mekayim Olamo B'Koyach Ratzayin Ha'a Bilti Meshubet L'Shem Chayk. Hashem is going beyond the rules to keep the world going. Now, like we said, the pendulum, eventually that comes back. He says, technically, there are five. Is he going to talk about all of them now? I don't know. I don't know where the other five are.
I think it's a little bit,
a little further. So he's saying, basically, these are the different, this is the, like we're calling it the pendulum. This is where Mishpat can go so far without Yichud. The world will just let it slide and then eventually pull back.
The world in terms of the people.
In terms of the world of Mishpat can go back and forth. So there's going to be five eras from the time the world was created till Mashiach. And those eras are going to swing back and forth in these types of...
Is the generation of Noach one of the eras?
Let's see.
Oh, they didn't name them.
Yeah. Hine, Hazman HaRisha, the first era... was the first 2,000 years of creation until Mitzrayim. So Noach apparently was incorporated in that first era. And that era, basically, Hashem kind of disappeared off the map in that era. Somehow or other, he created the world, and everyone just forgot about him.
But except the Avos had direct contact with
Correct.
Him. So,
but the Avos didn't represent the entire world, and there was not even a formal nation.
It was only the last 50...
Yeah, but it was still a Kodesh Baruch.
No. But Avraham Avinu didn't come up.
Ended when Avraham was 52.
What was?
The 2,000 years ended. This first
2,000
era
years.
Of 2,000 years ended when Avraham was 52 years old.
Okay.
So at least for the first 1,950 years, and even more than that, nobody
knew
anything
about God.
That was
before
he
even revealed himself to Avraham.
Correct.
Correct. Meaning it was no God.
Yeah, where was he?
What?
Where was he?
He was lighting the fire.
Where was he?
Avram
Avinu was a neshama that was plucked out. Where was Avram? Where was Hashem?
No, it was Hashem.
That time, everyone just did their own thing and forgot about it.
But
and then what happens?
Where was he?
He was letting the world
from
run
Adam
in Mishpat.
No, yeah. The first
total in Mishpat.
I'm not looking at anything. But one
the
second.
First
whoa, one second.
Knew about Hashem.
Everyone do what you want. Everyone do what you want. Everyone do pendulum, pendulum. Oh, you guys are chamas? Mabel, done. Lost patience. Okay, let's start over again. Dar Flaga, done. The Hashem's Hanhaga was very removed. And it was only the Yichud kicking in to realign. And then it starts going back. Realign. But he wasn't in the world, really. No one knew about him. In the world. So therefore, there was nobody doing tikkun in the world. So the whole function of the world of Hashem was only to realign it every once in a while. So it kept on just like getting destroyed, basically, coming back.
Well, is that what did HaKadosh Baruch Hu have in mind in terms of his relationship with the inhabitants of the world?
He was waiting for someone to, that's what Ramchal says elsewhere. He was waiting for someone to step up to the plate. And finally, when Avraham Avinu stepped up to the plate, he's like, my man, let's go. Then I have to start making a nation that the job of that nation is that within the world there's somebody that recognizes what's going on.
Oh. So the Jewish nation was
waiting to be born.
Yeah. Part of the plan.
Yes.
Master plan.
As a matter of fact, he says that it was not clear who it would be. Hashem says, the Ramchal says over there in Derech Hashem, it wasn't clear who that was going to be until Avraham Avinu stepped up to the plate. So the first tekufa was the first 2,000 years. V'nir kilu chas v'shalom, ozav Hashem v'sa'aretz. It looks like Hashem wasn't even around. Einu roya v'shamea ma'aseh b'nei adam. It doesn't even pay attention to what people are doing. V'oz nikr she'ein midas ha'mishpat pa'elos bo'elom klal. Elu rak ru'il. It's not even mishpat. It's just like anarchy. Yeah, so he basically is like trying to figure out a way to do tikkun olam, but letting everyone do what they want. And there's nobody fixing the problem. Okay? Crazy. Then Avraham shows up, so we'll see what happens when he shows up.
Telling you that this Sefer has opened my